Many people think overcoming a sensitive nervous system is an overnight fix. You're experiencing all these bizarre symptoms. And if you just find that one thing, well, then all these symptoms go away. That's not actually how recovery works. And a lot of people think naturally that recovery is a linear process. You get better and better over time. These symptoms slowly start phasing away. That's also not how recovery works. In this video, I want to share with you the four stages of overcoming a sensitive nervous system. And the reason why I'm making this video is because I want you to do a firm audit of where you are in the journey, exactly what stage you're in, and what stage do you need to go to next. This way, you know what the recovery journey looks like and what to do to fully overcome these symptoms and go back to living. So let's get started. So if you don't know who I am, my name is Sean. We help people around the world overcome their panic attacks, those bizarre, mysterious, intense physical symptoms, as well as depersonalization, derealization, and those scary, intrusive thoughts that come with it. In this video, I'm not going to be talking about the steps of recovery. That's basically a whole separate topic. But especially if you're new to the channel, or even if you've been someone that's been watching this channel for a while, I'll put a link down below for a free ebook that talks about the steps of recovery. As you're doing these steps, you're going to notice these four phases that I'm going to discuss later on in the video, but this is really going to share with you what the steps are. So if you're new to the channel, or if you're not really sure what I'm referring to, check out that ebook. It's absolutely free. So check that out down below. Let's talk about the first stage. The first stage is you're doing everything and anything to make these symptoms go away. Now look, these symptoms are incredibly uncomfortable, right? Whether it's the dizziness, the nausea, the digestive issues like I had, the brain fog, the vision changes, that choking sensation, no matter what you're experiencing, it sucks. Nobody likes it. And you hate the feeling. And you'll do anything and everything to make these symptoms go away. We call this the five Fs, right? You're either trying to always fight these symptoms, you're doing something to make these symptoms go away, you're constantly fearing these symptoms, you might be Google searching your symptoms, or asking ChatGPT, or trying to figure out what's going on. You're always focused on your symptoms. You're always trying to see, okay, am I going to experience a panic attack right now? Am I not? What's happening? And when the symptoms come, you're so frustrated by it. When the symptoms come, it just ruins your day. And the last one, you're trying to fix it. You're always doing something to try to make this go away. And what happens is people are stuck in this first stage. They're doing anything and everything to avoid their sensations. They hate the discomfort so much, and naturally so. This is what makes anxiety a vicious cycle. The symptoms are so uncomfortable, but you almost need to experience the symptoms in order to overcome it. But again, when you don't know what's happening, when you're actually afraid that these symptoms are somehow dangerous or harmful, it's very easy to naturally avoid these symptoms. You don't want to face it. That's actually very instinctive. And so what happens is people get stuck in this first stage. And so then what happens over time is, you know, as people start going to their doctors and they keep getting the same answer and over again, they start recognizing that, hey, this might actually be anxiety. Maybe the doctors aren't missing something. You know, I went through so many doctors. I went to so many different people and I got the same answer that I started thinking, is this really anxiety? Is this what's really going on? Now, it took me some convincing. But once I realized it was anxiety, then you start getting this concept of, if you're experiencing anxiety, the way out of it is by allowing the symptoms to be there, right? There's a huge talk of acceptance. Now, the purpose of acceptance isn't to make the symptoms go away. It's to help you recognize that what you're doing, those five Fs, fixing, fighting, fearing, focusing, getting frustrated, these things is what keeps you in the cycle. And so recognizing and accepting the symptoms stops you from doing these five things. Now, this takes a lot of bravery. It's not overnight, and it's a practice. Someone going to a grocery store and having a panic attack, having the courage to go to a grocery store and say, okay, you know what? Even if the panic attack comes, I'm still going to stay in this aisle and I'm just going to let it pass. And so what happens is they start doing that, and they might notice a panic attack does come, but they also notice that the panic attack passes on their own. They start realizing, oh my God, accepting my symptoms, not fighting it, not fixing it. This is what helps my nervous system desensitize. This is what helps my nervous system develop its resiliency. Oh my God, I just need to accept the symptoms. Fighting it is what was keeping it all alive. So that's the second stage. Now the third stage, this is the fun stage. This is honestly where we spend a lot of time in the mentorship as we're guiding people through the recovery phases and, like, you know, helping them overcome their symptoms, which is you start recognizing that, you know what? Acceptance kind of works. And so what happens is that you start developing an expectation around acceptance. You went to that grocery store and you noticed that you had a panic attack, you accepted it and you let it pass. But then what you notice is that you went to a grocery store again and you did get those feelings of panic and you let the symptoms be there. But the symptoms didn't go away that quickly. In fact, it took longer. You were still experiencing some lingering symptoms. What's going on? And so what happens is people start using acceptance as a sophisticated way to make the symptoms go away. Now they've developed that expectation. And the purpose for me to tell you this stage is that a lot of people fall into the trap of, oh, I thought this was the way out. And now I'm using acceptance and my symptoms aren't going away. They're falling back into the old habit, the old pattern, which is they're still going back into fix-it mode. If you're using acceptance as a way to make the symptoms go away, that's just a sophisticated form of avoidance. It's no different than the 5 F's. But instead of doing breathing techniques or avoidance or yoga or meditation, you're using acceptance as a way to make the symptoms go away. True acceptance is recognizing that whether the symptom is there or not, it's fine. Sure, it's uncomfortable. Sure, it causes, you know, just discomfort and it's not fun. But if it chooses to stay, that's fine. You've accepted that. That's true acceptance. But if your acceptance is conditional, if you're saying I'll only accept if it goes away, that's not true acceptance, right? Think about it as, you know, truly loving somebody. If you truly love somebody, but they don't behave the way you want them to behave, and then you choose not to love them, well, did you really ever truly love that person? Or do you just love that person when they do something that you like? It's the same thing with recovery. And then the fourth stage, and this is the fun stage, which is you're still on the recovery journey. You might still be experiencing symptoms and sensations. And now your life is more important than these symptoms. You have other ambitions. You have other things that you want to do. And these symptoms can choose to stay if they want. But recovery is not your primary goal anymore. Healing is not your primary goal. Your goal is to live your life as fully and freely as possible. And if the symptoms decide to tag along, that's fine. Now, what this does is that this makes recovery not the most important thing in your life. You've seen that you've made progress. You're seeing that you're getting better. Now it's important to make other things more important than your healing. Now, a lot of people think that not making recovery the most important thing means that you're neglecting recovery. But that's not actually the case. In fact, part of your healing is letting go of this chapter, is letting go of truly recovering from this. It's by truly accepting where you are and letting everything be the way it is and choosing life and making life more important than your symptoms. This is actually the next step. This is part of the healing journey. When people fully recover from their symptoms, when they go back to living, when they say, you know what, Sean, I actually was fully able to get out of this. They went through this step. They chose to make other things more important than their symptoms, than their highly sensitive nervous system. Now, as you're on this journey, you'll also notice that symptoms will come and go. You'll have moments where you'll have a huge gap where you feel like the symptoms are gone. And then something will happen in life. Maybe it's something expected. Maybe it came out of nowhere. But you notice some symptoms come back. Now is an opportunity to respond again. Right? And all that means is that there's just a little bit more healing left. So to come back from the very beginning of the video where I say that a lot of people think recovery is just like this overnight fix, or they think it's linear. It doesn't work that way. There's phases to this. There's levels to this. And it's not an overnight thing. We work with people for months to get them where they're at. And this isn't something that, like, you know, once they just understand it once, they're like, aha, that's it. What happens is that they will understand it. And then they'll move forward, but then old habits will come back and they might even regress a little bit. They might be like, oh, you know, I fell back in my old habits of fix-it mode. I was using acceptance as a sophisticated way to avoid. Ah, yes, that's right. And then they break through the barriers. They break through those glass ceilings. They break through those setbacks. This is how healing looks like. I hope this gave you some clarity. Now, if you want to know the 5 steps of recovery in a video format, check out this video right here. It'll break that down. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.